Hello, my name is Mandy Hart, and I would like to ask you to join me and my husband Matt on our journey of a high-risk pregnancy. Me and my husband have been trying to have a child for almost 3 years now, and we are categorized as a high-risk pregnancy. Not long after, well, a couple of months after me and him had been married, we did find out that we were pregnant. And by our first doctor's appointment, however, we were told that we were no longer pregnant, we were miscarrying. About 2 months after that, we did find out that we were pregnant again. We did have some difficulties with this pregnancy, and we were told that our little girl, which is what we were having, was a little on the small side, and that they were a little concerned about this, but that she was still within the realms of everything. When we were around 7 months, we found out when we went to the doctor's office that our little girl no longer had a heartbeat. We were sent to the hospital where we had to go and have a stillbirth. Me and my husband were devastated, but we knew that we wanted a family and we weren't ready to give up on our dream. However, we did have to face month after month of n having negative pregnancy tests. And we weren't sure what was going on, but we were having issues having our pregnancy happen. Finally, a little over a year later, we did have another missed monthly. However, within that same week, we've had another miscarriage. We were upset, we were torn up, but we still didn't give up of our dreams. And now we are pregnant again for the fourth time, and we are 1 day shy of being 12 weeks. So we are almost past our first trimester, and the doctor has told us that even though we are a high-risk pregnancy, the baby is the right size and with a strong heartbeat. We are almost past our first trimester. However, we do know that we did have the stillbirth at 7 months, and so we do have a high-risk pregnancy, and we do have a lot of the worry. However, I am on a lot of medications. We are not only going to see our regular gynecologist, but we are also going to see a specialist in high-risk pregnancy. And we will go through every single step of it, every single thing that they ask us to do, as long as we have a happy, healthy child. We will not give up on our dream of this family. But I do also know that there's a lot of people out there that are going through high-risk pregnancies as well. I was diagnosed with, I'm sorry, I can't remember the scientific name, but I do know it was a tendency to get blood clots. And that is what they think is part of the reason the smaller size for my little girl, and that was a part of the reason why we did have that stillbirth. I do know that this is not uncommon among high-risk pregnancies. Me and my husband know that we want to create a support group. We want somebody to know that they're not alone, just as we know that we are no longer alone. We will go in depth into all of the details and everything that we learn of our pregnancy, our journey, everything that we learn about high-risk pregnancy from both the specialist and our doctor, and from every resource that we can. We want to help to educate and to give hope that we are going to be okay, and that everyone that is going through similar experiences will be okay too, and that we can achieve our dreams. We are here for the ups and downs, highs and lows, and I hope that you will join us on this journey and that you will learn and have that hope and support, and that you will be able to grow with us with this family. We are here for you, just as I know you are going to be here for us. And we thank you and do ask that you do come on this journey with us. We will be providing in-depth information and details weekly, if not sooner. So I do hope that you tune in, and I do look forward to speaking with you in our next episode.